Greg, it's Dave Dye with Fox Sports Detroit. Was wondering, did you ever think you'd be captain with a punter?
Bates has great leadership. He's a guy that I feel like everybody can look up to. He does things right. On the field and off the field, a great guy. I'm not surprised at all that, you know, he's a captain on this team.
How did he emerge from, you know, the stereotypical punter that he probably was attached to him coming in to the team leader?
Just the way he leads by example, by, like I said before, doing things right on and off the field. Guys being able to come to him and him being there for them, able to give good advice all the time. Obviously, he's a guy who believes in God. Just overall, a really good guy.
Thank you.
Greg, this is Dave Kinchin from NBC 25 in Flint. Just talk about the importance of this game. Some have said next to Michigan, this was probably the biggest game of the year for the Spartans. Just give us your thoughts on the impact of this game going in 8-0.
Even without us being 8-0, I mean, we could be 1-8 right now, and it would still be a really, really big game for us, just for the simple fact that we compare so similar to one another. It's just a hard-nosed game. It's a game that I think every year, you know, both teams look forward to. They know that it's going to be a fight. Like every year, you know, since I've been here, at least it's always come down to the last second. It's truly becomes a game of inches. So I think the impact of this game will have an impact, you know, on us for the rest of the season, good or bad.
Sir?
Hey, Greg, this is Brendan Stiles from HawkeyeJob.com. The question I had is, you bring up last year's game. How often do you and your teammates kind of talk about what happened last season when you're looking ahead to Saturday?
Not so much, you know, because, you know, they do a little bit different than what they did last year. But, you know, we still talk about how close it was and how the importance of doing everything right and being smart on the field and knowing just what it takes to win, you know, and trying to win the fourth quarter, how important it is for us to do that.
Was it difficult at all to just be able to flush that game aside, or was it just given the fact that it did end on a final play like that where Marvin was able to get the touchdown?
It was rough, you know what I mean? I mean, you can't really, like, just put it aside or anything like that, but you got to realize that, you know, there's a lot of things that came to that play. You know, we had some calls and stuff not going away, and, you know, we got to be ready to make a play on the ball, you know, and, you know, yeah, give credit to them. You know, they made the right plays in order to get them down the field and put them in position and to win, and they did. So, I mean, you got to give credit to them, but you can't, like I said, you can't really look past that, but at the same time, you got to look ahead and see that they do a little bit things different, and we got to play differently also.
Greg, this is Andrew Logue with the Des Moines Register. Talk about what your guys' approach was last year, kind of being able to getting a chance to knock off an undefeated team and a highly ranked team. How much did you guys talk about that a year ago going in?
It was difficult. We knew that they were really good in every phase of the game. And we just said that we have to play our best game. And I think that's what you have to do every game. We would need to be almost precise in every aspect and have confidence, you know. And I think those are some of the things that you have to tell yourself or tell your teammates about going to a big game like this.
Greg, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com. Now, Coach D'Antonio has talked all season about you guys having an edge. What does that mean to you, having an edge as a team?
I feel that having the edge means having the confidence when things get tough, when things don't go your way, from a defensive standpoint, when they're completing the ball on third down and it's getting harder and harder to get off the field, having the confidence and the willingness to want to win no matter what, no matter fighting through adversity, and always ready to attack and never giving up. I think that's the type of edge that Coach D talks about.
Any other questions, Drake?
Yeah, you kind of kind of saw how Iowa, you know, had that magical run last year, 9-0, and they seemed to be winning games, close games every week. Do you think you guys have that same quality a little bit this year, the way you guys have started the season?
A little bit, you know. I mean, we started on fire, and you know, we realized that the task is still in front of us. And you know, when you start out like we started out, you know, it's very. I should say, I mean, it builds confidence. You know, each game we play, you know, we build confidence, and that's what we ride on, and that's what, you know, we believe in ourselves, and I think that's where it starts at.
Hey, Greg, Jay Burke, Spartan Digest. The one question I have for you is basically, when you came out of high school, you really expressed your desire to play in the Big Ten and win a championship. Now that you're knocking on the door, what's it been like for you personally, knowing that you're close to reaching that goal?
It's been pretty amazing, you know, thinking about that a lot, you know, thinking about all that what happened and stuff and down, just recruiting and then finally coming here and then finally playing in my senior season. It's been pretty tremendous, and it feels really good, you know, to be in the path of trying to win the Big Ten championship. And, you know, honestly, it just feels really amazing, and I'm very happy about it.
Greg, this is Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com. How would you describe this season so far? I mean, what with, you know, coaches' health problems and the way you guys keep persevering?
It's, you know, in some ways I feel like it's been more of like a battle, I guess you could say, in the sense that, you know, we have had to go through adversity and we have had to fight through some things and been down in the game and having to come back. And, you know, I think that's a battle. I think that it shows, you know, that we can go through the battle and try to come out top and want to come out top all the time. So I think that's kind of how I'll describe us.
What's the first thing that went through your mind when you heard the words heart attack?
My heart dropped. I was like, wow, like, you know, I was just nervous, and you know, we got the call, we had to come in, you know, didn't know what to think and everything. So, yeah, a little nervous, but you know, I felt a lot better when they explained to us what was going on with Coach D, and you know, like right now, you know, he's doing good and everybody's doing good. So, you know, he comes out with confidence and he's confident about the situation. I think the rest of the team is too.
Is he I guess fired up as he was before, or does it look like he's trying to back off, or is he you know, a little bit quieter? Is he the same guy?
He's a little different. You know, I was saying to somebody earlier, you know, he feels, it seems, you know, he's a bit more laid back in the pregame type of things, you know, just to have a lot more, smile a little bit more and just relax. You know, he doesn't seem as tense at the same time. I feel like that helps the team because, you know, we don't feel as tense because, you know, he comes down here with a smile and face in pregame. But, you know, but when the game is started and, you know, we're counting down to the seconds to get go out there and take the field, you know, he's fully engaged and ready to go. And I think that's the Coach D, the same old Coach D before the heart attack.
Thank you. Greg, this is Dave Dye again. Just, I have one more question. You talked about the Big Ten championship. Is it time to upgrade to maybe national championship game as a goal for this team, a realistic goal?
You know, yeah, I mean, the goal of the Big Ten championship, but, you know, right now, you know, I wouldn't really look that far ahead. Right now, you know, we still got a lot of football left, and I really wouldn't look that far right now. I would just, you know, we got to focus on a huge task at hand, which is Iowa, and I think that's what we're focusing on right now, just trying to win this game, which will be probably the hardest thing that we faced all season. So I think that's the goal right now.
Thank you.